Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, January the 5th, 2024. It is currently 10:52 a.m. Central Time, and I am coming to you live from the Theology Central studio located right here in Abilene, Texas, where unfortunately I've had to turn on the microphone to talk about that which I would prefer not to talk about, but the fact that I have to talk about it is a good example of just how messed up the American church has become. Now, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know I have screamed and yelled and ranted and done everything in my power to try to tell you the American church has been politically hijacked. The American church has been corrupted by politics, that the American church has sold itself, has laid down for politicians and for political parties. We've allowed ourselves to be used and manipulated by politicians so that they can gain political power and political office. And the church thinks we're going to get something from it. But we're basically committing spiritual adultery. We're giving ourselves, prostituting ourselves to political agendas instead of being the bride of Christ and serving Christ. I've been saying this over and over and over. The political hijacking of the American church is a travesty, and it is moving the church further and further away from anything even remotely close to biblical Christianity. It's become this mutated monster that's no longer Christianity. It's something else. It's this mixture of Christian nationalism, political being hijacked. Don't even get into all of the theological issues that have so infiltrated the church. I mean, I would almost want to go back to the days where we're just arguing theology. I would love to go back to the days where we're just fighting doctrine. But now we have to deal with this in a whole political idea, this Christian nationalism, and this whole political mess that has infiltrated the church. And we definitely know, there is a name very much associated with this, and that name is Donald Trump. Trump became the test to see how the American church would respond. I've talked about this so many times. It's the Donald Trump test. It's the Trump test. Will the church show its allegiance to Christ? Will the church show that it's followers of Christ, not followers of Trump? Will the church sound like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and not Donald Trump? Will the church will take on the identity of Christ? Will it take on the identity of Trump? Will it be more worried about political power and the kingdom of this world? Or will it be more worried about spiritual power and being right with God in the kingdom of God? Will it be which direction it's going to go? And I hate to say it, over and over and over, the church seems to be following, not every single one. All right. So I'm speaking in general. All right. Someone wanted to try to argue with me about percentages. Okay. There is a percentage of those in the American church who I say have failed the Trump test and are so committed to Trump that it's almost ridiculous. It's sacrilegious. It's blasphemous. I will dare say that for many, Trump is the golden calf. Now, when I say those things, you say, well, that's a little hyperbolic. You're exaggerating it. You're not being fair. You're not being accurate. Okay. Well, you can keep telling yourself that. And then sometimes something happens that makes me want to just tell everyone, I've been telling you, I've tried to tell you, why weren't you listening? And this is one of those days where I feel like I've got to say, I've been trying to tell you, because I'm still in utter shock. I'm still just, this cannot be real. This cannot be true. But I went and verified it. I went and checked it out. And it's on Trump's Truth Social account, Truth Social page, however they reference that. I checked it. Got on Truth Social, made sure, yep, Trump did share it. So Trump is showing his approval of it. So for all of those of you who want to somehow separate Trump from this, I'm sorry, you can't. Trump sent out a video that's utterly and absolutely blasphemous, and I don't know how any Christian could support it. I saw the news headline and I had to start doing research on this. Look, we were supposed to be talking about some theological issues today, but this has derailed everything. And I hope you can hear my voice. I'm frustrated. I'm angry about it because, see, this should be something that you'd be like, well, that has nothing to do with Christianity. You know, Trump saying crazy, blasphemous things, whatever, you know. He has no influence in the church. The church could care. No, I can't say that. I can't ignore that. Because it's this whole Trump thing in the and the amount of Christians who just support, no matter what he does, no matter what he's found guilty of. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he does. It literally doesn't matter. The church, there was a time the church is like, we can only elect people of great moral character. And what they, it's the character. It's not just what the policies that they have and all of these things. But all those days are so long gone. Those days are so long gone. Now, I looked and looked and looked if I could find a copy of this video that Trump truthed out on Truth Social. I guess they call them truths, right? He sit out, he posted, and he may have reposted it. So I don't know the origin of the actual one who created it, but Trump showed his approval by sending it out. Instead of rebuking this and condemning this, no. Trump doubled down. But I tried to find a copy of the video so that I could grab the audio, but I can't. I can only find it in a couple of, like, on Truth Social. I don't have places so far where I can just grab it and copy it. And once I can, then maybe I'll do another broadcast about it. Actually, I don't want to ever do another broadcast about this again. I want to be done with this today. But what I'm going to do is hold my iPad as close to the podcasting microphone as possible so that you can hear it. The headline, which was published January the 5th, 2024, at 10:29 a.m. It's currently 10:59 a.m., so I think I'm relatively quick on this. Here's the headline. Trump shares messianic video about God sending him to save the world. And I thought, okay, that's just a news headline. There, obviously, it can't be that bad, can it? Well, I'm going to play this now. The volume is going to be low. I apologize, but I'm going to hold this literally right against the microphone. And I hope that this will be, I hope you will at least hear it. So you can find the video quickly just by doing that, searching for that headline. Trump shares messianic video about God sending him to save the world. You should find it like just like that. And when you find it, you can listen to it. And what you should do, if you've got family, if you've got friends who claim to be strong believers in Jesus Christ, they claim to be Christians, but they're like, Trump. Have a conversation about this video and let me know what they say. I literally want to know what they say. I want to know. And you can email me, newsif@yahoo.com. Record the conversation, okay? I want to hear it. Here we go. I'm going to play this. This is just so crazy. Here we go. All right. I'm going to be holding the microphone or the iPad to the microphone. This is not going to be the best sound quality, but you don't need to hear a lot of this to get the basic idea. It is insane. Here we go.
And on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight at a meeting of the heads of state. So God made Trump. I need somebody with arms, strong enough to rustle the deep state, and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to ruffle the feathers, tame cantankerous World Economic Forum, come home hungry, have to wait until the First Lady is done with lunch with friends, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon, and mean it. So God gave us Trump. I need somebody who can shape an axe, but wield a sword, who had the courage to step foot in North Korea, who can make money from the tar of the sand, turn liquid to gold, understands the difference between tariffs and inflation, will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, but then put in another 72 hours. So God made Trump. God had to have somebody willing to go into the den of vipers, call out the fake news for their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips, and yet stop. So God made Trump. God said, I need somebody who will be strong and courageous, who will not be afraid or terrified of the wolves when they attack. A man who cares for the flock, a shepherd to mankind who won't ever leave nor forsake them. I need the most diligent worker to follow the path and remain strong in faith and know the belief of God and country. Somebody who's willing to drill, bring back manufacturing and American jobs, farm the lands, secure our borders, build our military, fight the system all day, and finish a hard week's work by attending church on Sunday. And then his oldest son turns and says, Dad, let's make America great again. Dad, let's build back a country to be the envy of the world again. So God made Trump.
I don't even have words for that. I literally don't have words. I don't even know if I can articulate the physical reaction I am having. Like my blood pressure. If I was to check my pulse right now, that I want to throw, smash, scream, yell, and say, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong with the American church that would embrace anyone who would say that, would post a video like that about themselves, that like God sent them to save the world? What kind of narcissistic, egotistical insanity is that? And the American church is like, yes, that's our hero. Let me read the article associated with this. I literally don't. I'm trying to remain calm, but I do not understand this. Like that kind of insanity, that kind of blasphemy. Yeah, the world, I got no problem. The world, yeah, big deal. It's weird. Christians, if someone does something at the Grammys that's some supposedly blasphemous, we're upset about Imagine by John Lennon. We're upset by Unholy by Sam Smith and Kim Petras. We're upset about this. We're upset. Oh, no. We're so mad about the world. And then Trump sends out something that is utterly blasphemous, and a church will be like, well, you know, we can't criticize our Messiah, can we? Former President Donald Trump is now at the go-to-any-lengths-necessary stage of his public career to get attention. He just posted a version of Paul Harvey's famous So God Made a Farmer video in which he is the subject. And yes, it's just as creepy and messianic bit of messaging that will cause many to cringe, but others to fall to their knees in supplication. The former president shared the video on his Truth Social account. It was included in a slew of joking, but not joking, and over-the-top political videos for which Trump is known. Here is the full text of the video. And on June the 14th, 1946, God looked down on his plan paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need someone willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight, and a meeting of the heads of state. So God made Trump. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle the deep state and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to ruffle the feathers, tame the cantankerous World Economic Forum, come home hungry, have to wait until the First Lady is done with lunch with friends, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God gave us Trump. I need somebody who can shape an axe but wield a sword, who had the courage to step foot in North Korea, who can make money from the tar of the sand, turn liquid to gold, who understands the difference between tariffs and inflation, will finish the 40-hour work week by Tuesday noon, but then put in another 72 hours. So God made Trump. God had to have somebody willing to go in into the den of vipers, call out the fake news for their tongues as sharp as serpents. The poison of vipers is on their lips, and yet stop. So God made Trump. God said, I need somebody who will be strong and courageous, who will not be afraid or terrified of the wolves when they attack a man who cares for the flock, a shepherd to mankind who will never leave nor forsake them. I need the most diligent worker to follow the path and remain strong in faith and know the belief of God and country. Somebody who's willing to drill and bring back manufacturing and American jobs, farm the land, secure our borders, build our military, fight the system all day and finish a hard day's week, a hard week, work by attending church on Sunday. And then his oldest son turns and says, God, let's make America great again, Dad. Let's build back a country to the envy of the world again. So God made Trump. That is, I forget borderline blasphemous. That is blasphemous. He will never leave you nor forsake you. What are you talking about? Now, I can literally go right here. I'm going to the Truth Social account. I'm opening up Truth Social. Here it is. Here's Truth Social. There's Donald J. Trump, 6.54 million followers. And then here it is, the pinned truth 4 hours ago, God made Trump. This is literally, I'm going to play it now from Truth Social so that no one can accuse me of misrepresenting. This is from Truth Social, Donald J. Trump's Truth Social account.
And on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said,
there it is. He sent it out. In fact, it's not even a retruth. It's he posted it. He pinned it 4 hours ago. Get on Truth Social and look for it for yourself. He promoted the blasphemy. He said, instead of condemning it and telling his followers, whoa, we're Christians. We're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no other gods before him. No, please take this video down. Do not make this. This is not correct. This is not accurate. No. Of course he didn't. And guess what? American Christians will line up and support him and support everything he's done. He could be indicted 175,000 times, found guilty 257,000 times. And Christians will be like, Trump. It doesn't matter what he's done. This is proof of the political corruption of the American church. This is proof of the political hijacking of the American church. And how is it proof? Is that, look, there's been plenty of Christian leaders who've tried to warn people about this. People from all kinds of different theological streams, from charismatic to non-charismatic, saying, whoa, we've got a problem here. The American church needs to wake up. The American church needs to think about what they're doing. And people just double down and become more political and sound more like Trump and buy into Trump's theories and promote his same lies, as we've documented well, Christian radio, promoting the, you know, stop the steal madness and that the election was stolen and all the other nonsense that Trump has thrown out there, and Christians bought into it and promoted it. And then when it found out, hey, no, that's not true. And people like Fox News being sued for defamation, was $756 million, whatever the exact number was, they had to pay Dominion Voting System. Now they're being sued by Smartmatic and all the. And then some of those same lawyers who promoted those lies that Christian radio promoted, they come out like, no, I'm sorry. There was no proof of this. And I apologize. But do Christians ever stop and go, what are we doing? Have we bought into this? I think at some point people's egos and pride gets involved, and they just can't say, maybe we were wrong here. Maybe we were so concerned about political power and political victory that we forsook our biblical and theological perspective. We wanted so much to fix this world that we sold out the spiritual for the material. When Christians are always like, so what do we do? What do we do? I don't know. Why don't we follow the scriptures and we pray and we fast and we preach and we teach and we look at our own Christian lives and we confess our own sins and we struggle with our own. But we've got to fix the world, and the gospel is too slow. The gospel is just too slow. God is not doing it the way we want to. Let's forsake every biblical principle we've ever known and let's get political victory. And the world sat back going, what? I thought Christians were opposed to this, or Christians were opposed. I don't understand. And then the world's like, I don't even understand the Christianity anymore. In fact, some people think Christianity is basically a political ideology from the Republican Party. And the fact that anyone would even think that is the church has allowed that to happen, because we prostituted ourselves. We laid down for political parties. And for political affiliation, and for political influence. Now, I don't know what you make of that video. Oh, I put it this way. I'm trying to prepare myself for the inevitable emails where people are going to be like, how dare you? And attack me. But look, if you support that, I mean, we don't belong to the same faith. Clearly we don't. If you support that video and you don't see it as blasphemous, your Christianity and my Christianity is not the same Christianity. We are literally in different universes. We are in different, I don't even know where we are. I don't understand. So I need you. Find the Trump supporters in your life who are strong Christians and say, what do you think? And I want to hear what they say. They're like, well, that's really messed up. But you know what? Biden's worse. I mean, it's always the go-to thing, right? Whenever you point out anything Trump does, they always point to something else, like by pointing to another wrong to support a wrong. Pointing to wrong to support a wrong doesn't make the wrong that you're supporting right. It just means there's two wrong. Oh, it's maddening. It's maddening. It's maddening. But there we have it. I don't even know what to say. Like, that literally was posted 4 hours ago by Trump. The news media, the first news article I had dated was, or timed, was around 10:24 a.m. this morning. So literally, this is relatively, I'm relatively early with this. We'll see where the conversations go. This is one of those situations where I immediately put it out there, then I wait for a response, and then I see it the fallout from, and then sometimes come back with a much more maybe thoughtful perspective. Maybe this is not as, this is more emotional than thoughtful, and I'm willing to admit that. But I know this, I'm not going to be associated with any of that nonsense. I'm not. And you should see the replies under Truth Social. Oh, you know, I'll just read some of them. You've got, well, hang on. He's posted so many other stuff. Okay, well, a lot of the things are gone that were there earlier. There was all kinds of stuff about, we're praying for you, Donald Trump, and all kinds of other stuff. And okay, well, there's just all kinds of stuff here. So, yeah. Oh, wait, I know what I'm doing. Hang on, let me go back to that truth. Let me go back. Okay, let me click on it. Oh, here we go. Okay, the very first reply is, Trump won, Biden cheated. The whole world knows it. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Trump knows it all. That's why they fear him so much. And it says, God doesn't choose perfect men. He chooses men perfect for the job. Read Truth if you agree. And then okay. And then someone says, this is amazing. We love and respect you so very much, President Trump, the chosen one. Oh, man. Oh, this is some just crazy. I'm praying for you, President Trump. Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president. Well, if you just watch that video and you're supporting that video, you're saying that Trump is your savior. All right. And then God bless Trump. They quote Numbers 6, 24 through 26. Oh, this is just, oh, man. And then they haven't figured out yet that this man, there's a picture of Donald Trump, is colluding with God. Like, oh man, it's so ridiculous and over the top. It is, you would think that some of this would be a skit on Saturday Night Live, that this is parody. This is not real life. But there's people who've so bought into this. Their identity is this. I don't get it. I don't know. It's like watching a cult in real time is what it's like. It's like watching a cult in real time. And I thought as Christians, I thought we would not fall for this. But many have. There you have it. I don't know what else to say. I literally don't know what else to say. I don't know. Find the video for yourself. Look at it for yourself. Let me go back to the headline again so you can find. If you have Truth Social, just go to Donald Trump's Truth Social account. Here you go. This is the headline. Trump shares messianic video about God sending him to save the world. It was posted at 10:29 a.m. on January the 5th. It's now 11:18 a.m. I've given you the information about it. I've shared my emotions about it. And now you go look at it and you think about it and you have your discussions today, wherever you go. Talk to your spouse, talk to your family, talk to friends. Love to get what you see out there. You be my eyes and ears on what you see about this today. All right. Email me newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. newsif@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. God bless.